you're awake. Hello there. How are you doing tonight? Oh, yeah, sorry. You can't move. It's kind of my, shtick, if you must know. Once I settle down on my prey, they are paralyzed. So, are you settled? Comfortable? You don't have to go to the bathroom, do you? Oh, okay, good. Cause then I'd have to get off you, and you'd have to go to the bathroom. I mean, there's this whole process, you know. It's just better if we don't have to deal with that. Trust me. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. So, nice to meet you. I'm Finn, your sleep paralysis demon. Oh, no, you wouldn't have met me before. I'm actually not your regular sleep paralysis demon. That would be Jim, but he's on vacation in Phnom Penh right now. A lot of bad juju there, which is why it's such a popular tourist destination for us demons. Anyways, like I said, I'm Finn, and it is my privilege to sit on you tonight. I'm not too heavy for you, am I? Okay, good, good. I mean, when your instructor is a 7-pound cat, well, there is a lot of things I was taught that turned out to be kind of bullshit. Well, maybe that's not the right word. More like irrelevant. Non-applicable. Like the whole loafing thing. Mr. Buttons was really big on expounding on the virtues of loafing, but, you know, and that it was a really comfortable seating position that one can utilize for hours on end, but, have you ever seen a human being trying to loaf? Not possible. At least, not for longer than a few minutes. Unless you're Chatterley, of course. But, then again, he is a contortionist, so, of course, something like that just comes second nature to him. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, right. Mm-hmm. About my demons as a substitute sleep paralysis demon. Sorry. Sorry, I'm just so nervous. As you can probably tell, I'm kind of new to this job. Hmm? Oh, no, I wasn't made a demon. No, well, like, I wasn't, like, born one anyways. No, I was a human once too, actually. A pretty shitty one, but I guess that's obvious since I've got these demon horns and a tail instead of a halo and angel wings. So, I guess, let this be a cautionary tale for you. On the dangers of what will happen if you lead a bad life, you'll end up paying for it in more ways than one. If you get my drift. Anyway, you still comfy? Oh, yeah, no, you can't move. You're not supposed to. That's what we came here for, you know? What do I mean? Okay, well, have you ever seen the movie Monsters, Inc.? What? What's up with that look? I told you before, didn't I? I'm not a born demon. I was sent down, and it wasn't very long ago, so yeah, I do know Monsters, Inc. My favorite character was probably Rosalind, but I think a lot of people can probably say that. Anyway, gosh, I keep getting sidetracked, don't I? Like I was saying, it's kind of similar to how they get their electricity in Monsters, Inc.
At the beginning of the movie, the monsters get their power to fuel their towns by getting children's screams, right? Well, it's the same principle here, to be honest. Except, instead of screams, we leech your... How should I say... willpower? It's confusing, I know. Okay, so, you know how you can't move right now? Yeah, that's me actively preventing any kind of movement. And the more you struggle, the more power I get. And that power gets used in hell to fuel our infernal machines and whatnot. That's why sleep paralysis demons like to scare the shit out of their targets. The more the humans try to struggle and fail, the more power they get, and the faster the demons get to go back down, well, there. But me? Nah, screw that. I told you before, didn't I? I'm not a born demon. I was made. And honestly, I kinda hate it down there. Now, I'm not saying I'm some kind of goody two-shoes or anything like that, but unless you're a real hard ass, like Chapo or something, hell is a tough place to be. Turns out if there are no rules, well, do you know the movie Event Horizon? Yeah, it's kind of like that. And I'm not really a bad person or anything. I just got stuck in a bad situation. Okay, maybe more than just a few situations. Hey, don't look at me like that. When your mom is a meth head and your dad left before you were born, with no support network or anyone to give me a single smile unless they wanted something from me. Well, you try to find a tribe, one that can protect you. And I did find one, but the cost was really high. Not like I had much of a choice. If it wasn't for them, I would have never lived to see my 10th birthday. And that's me being really generous. Anyway, I'm yapping again. I'm sorry. People down in hell don't... they're not really keen on talking. Unless you're talking to, like, the psychic vampires. And honestly, they just want to just talk about themselves. It's impossible to get a word edgewise, you know, once they get going. So... that's why I decided to join the sleep paralysis division. A couple of spots had opened up, courtesy of heaven sending a troop of their archangels to kill a bunch of us. Well, no, I'm not afraid of them. I mean, they were mostly after the big guns. You know, the ones that, like, you know, hit, like, 10, 20 humans in a single night. Ones who've actually, like, killed humans, you know, like literally frighten them to death. They can't be bothered with me. Although, I'm not going to lie, if they ever do come across me, I don't think they're going to just pat me on the head and send me on my way, if you get my drift. Anyway, I'm just here to meet new people. New people like you, specifically. Hey, would it make you feel kind of weird if I told you that I think you're really cute? I know. It's kind of weird to say stuff like that out of the blue. Trust me, I know how it sounds. But, it's just, in my previous life, I just, kind of didn't say stuff that I should have. If I had, I think my life would have been really different. Hell, maybe I'd even still be alive. It's really hard to say. Anyway, I promised myself that I'd never do that again. If I ever wanted to say anything, I swore that I was going to say it no matter what. I swore that, and you know, yeah, and of course, stuff like that is just easy to do down in hell. You know, the whole, like, no rules or anything vaguely resembling orders or manners thing that Lucifer and his demons are all about. So, yeah. No more lies. No more things left unsaid. So, I think you're really cute. And I'm so glad I got picked to be Jim's replacement. At least until he gets back. Well, yeah. Of course you've never met him. He's one of your corporate super efficient demons. Oh, he's responsible for your terrible sleep these past few years. Pretty sure the energy he's taken from you alone could power, like, our equivalent of the Chrysler building for, like, a year straight. It's crazy. Oh, yeah, you fought him quite hard. And, of course, he loved it. Between you and me, he's totally a sadist. Although, I guess that should come as a surprise to no one. Hey, while we're on the subject, could you do me a favor? Yeah. Could you struggle a bit? Yeah, if you don't move for a while, it, like, triggers a warning on my end. And, if I'm unlucky, which I kind of thought I was, it might send a supervisor over here to make sure everything's okay. And trust me, you don't want one of those coming around. 5 seconds with Bob would seem like a cake in the park. Or is it a walk in the park? Anyways, yeah, no, these guys are heavyweights. You don't want to see them. So, if you would, please. You know, struggle. It really would help me a lot right now. And you, of course. Oh, okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. And to show my appreciation, how about some head scratches and ear knobs? Oh, that's right. You can't really talk right now, can you? Still got your restraint? Sorry about that. Okay, there. That should do it. So, how about a reward for my good little boy? There. How's that? Does that feel good? Oh, you're very welcome. It seemed like the least I could do, considering how much entertainment and company you've given me. Oops. Looks like the sun's gonna be coming up soon. Which means it's my cue to leave. Thanks for being such a trooper tonight. Oh, well, I guess I could, try coming back if Jim's still on vacation. It's hard to say, really. Time moves really weird for us down there. So, here's to hoping I'll see you again tonight. Fingers crossed. Huh? All right. Have a good night. Or what little you have, anyway.